Now, it's almost 12, but I want to begin this marvelous third chapter, which I call the key to the book. And when I get this done, I won't be able to finish it this right now, or maybe I will. We'll be ready to go on without any more explanations. The book just opens itself. Stephen is walking on Sandy Mount Shore. The date is June 10th, 1904. That is the very date of his first engagement with the woman whom ultimately he married. And the engagement was on Sandy Mount Shore. The whole book is in honor of the day of his first meeting with Nora Barnacle, whom he married. Now, her name was Barnacle, and so, of course, in Finnegan's Wake, Joyce speaks of himself as barnacled to the ears. But this poor woman, she was not an educated woman. She was a waitress in a restaurant, and he and she just ran off to Switzerland, he thinking he had a job in a Berlitz school teaching there. When he get there, he finds they didn't have the job for him, Zurich. So they managed to get him a job in Trieste, and they go to Trieste, and that's where he wrote much of Ulysses. The book is in honor of his meeting with his wife. They didn't marry until after they'd had two children. Then they got married to legitimize them. It was a spiritual marriage, you might say. And so the main theme of his thinking and recognition of the mystery is in his walk on this beach. And here comes the thing. Ineluctable modality of the visible. What that says is the visible world as perceived cannot be penetrated. Ineluctable, absolutely impenetrable. You can't get past it. It's there. Ineluctable modality of the visible, the space world, at least that if no more, thought through my eyes, signatures of all things I am here to read, sea spawn and sea rack, the nearing tide, that rusty boot, snot green, blue silver, rust, colored signs, limits of the diaphane. A diaphanous gown is a gown that can be seen through. These represent the limit of what can be seen through. They stop you there. And beyond the diaphane is the adiaphane, that which cannot be seen. And this is where Joyce's mind is running. But he adds, in bodies, the limits of the diaphane are in these bodies round about. Then he was aware of them bodies before of them colored. How? By knocking his sconce against them. Sure, go easy. Bald he was and a millionaire. This is a reference to Socrates. Maestro di color che sano, that's a quote from Dante about Socrates. Limit of the diaphane in. Why in? Diaphane, a diaphane. If you can put your five fingers through it, it is a gate, if not a door. Can the world become transparent? To the transcendent. Shut your eyes and see. So now he's going into the dark. Stephen closed his eyes to hear his boots crush crackling rack and shells. Daisy is interested in shells. You are walking through it, howsomever. I am, a stride at a time, a very short space of time through very short times of space, five, six, the nacheinander, after each other. That is Schopenhauer's name for the a priori form of sensibility of time, nacheinander, after each other. Space, Schopenhauer calls, the nebeneinander, beside each other. This is sheer Schopenhauer, what we're getting here. Schopenhauer says the mathematics of time is arithmetic, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, says Stephen, the nacheinander. Exactly. And that is the ineluctable modality of the audible. Open your eyes. No, Jesus. Now we get the sun. Jesus, the sun, He also associates himself with Hamlet, the son. If I fell over a cliff, the Beatles are his base. That's Hamlet, Elsinore. Fell through the Nebeneinander space, ineluctably. I'm getting on nicely in the dark. My ash sword, he carries a stick in his hand, which is kind of Hamlet's dueling sword. Tap with it, they do, blind men tap. There's a blind boy in the book. My 2 feet in his boots, Buck Mulligan's, at the end of his legs, Nebeneinander beside it, sounds solid, made by the mallet of Los Demiurgos. Am I walking into eternity along Sandy Mount Strand? Crush, crack, crick, crick, wild sea money. Dominie Deasy kens them all. Mr. Daisy knows them all.